So it sounds like, unless I didn't hear correctly, that you too and others have times when they don't feel like practicing. I'm not saying maybe now, but I'm interested if you yourself or you know of others, just very practical things that you might do when you get to the, you know, I don't know, somewhere and you're like, oh, I don't really feel like it today. What do you draw on personally?
Well, I mean, some say certainly when, I mean, one of the things I used to do, let's say at Wat Bapong, and, you know, the days could be incredibly long when your meditation doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. And so then, and there's several things to do. One is just going and going cleaning up around Ajahn Chah's kuti. That's, you know, doing some service. Going and just sitting and being in his presence. That was really very helpful. Oftentimes you listen to somebody else's difficulties or their experience that they're sort of bouncing off of Ajahn Chah. So, oh, that's really, you know, you get another perspective and get inspired with that. You know, seeking out a fellow bhikkhu who you know, just to share some experience with or to talk with. That was very, you know, Kalyana Mitta. So all of those are, you know, I found very important. Or sometimes, or if they, being at Wat Nanachat, the International Monastery, and then, you know, finding, you see, a hot afternoon, dull, tired, and just picking up a broom and going sweeping trails, and it's a real satisfaction to seeing a nice, clean, swept trail in the forest. It's really, it brightens the mind. And also just putting energy into something. It might not be the sort of the formal meditation, but putting energy into something that is just like some simple task, but it helps to settle the mind.